This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opening day is officially tomorrow. Don't forget Friday, Hollywood Casino. We'll all be there. 6 to 7:30, Royals Roundtable with Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell and our very own Josh Vernier, who is the producer and creator of the sophomore album, the new season slogan, which like last year we did the Royal Caribbean Cruise. This year we do the Roadie Bus, all aboard. It starts tomorrow. Pick you up, and then we'll get you out of there, and then hopefully you stay on the bus the entire time, but it will be Cole Reagans taking the slab at 3:10 tomorrow for your Kansas City Royals live at the Cape. Beautiful weather. Going to be a great day. Going to feel like baseball. Going to feel like spring all over again, which it is officially spring, but You get what I'm saying. Going to be a great time tomorrow. Cannot wait for baseball. But, of course, unfortunately, the NFL is king.
It is. It is the massive king, right?
Because we are 50 days away from the NFL schedule release.
Gee,
I mean,
come on.
But I mean, like you said yesterday, we're 95%. I'm kidding. It goes fast.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I think secretly, I think the schedule release is what the draft is probably the most anticipated event in the offseason. Free agency is probably number two. Schedule release is number three.
Look, I'll be honest with you. That schedule release sets the tone for everybody's schedules in the fall.
And if it wasn't, then explain why everybody gets a little bit ahead of everybody else. I'm told the first Monday night game is this. We haven't even gotten the first game of the year.
Right.
We know it's Philadelphia on Thursday night at home against somebody.
Right.
Make it Philadelphia, Washington.
Yep. Come on. Is it that easy? It's too easy.
Or Philadelphia, Dallas. But or Philadelphia, Chicago.
That'd be good, too.
But the only thing is you can't show Chicago getting their ass kicked in week one because they're supposed to be a great team this year.
Or they do show up and win against Philadelphia, and all of a sudden it's like, is this the team to beat? Right. 16 more weeks to go.
Has Caleb Williams arrived?
Sure looks like he's got it all figured out now. Ben Johnson, coach of the year.
That's it.
You know, that's it. I bet he's the favorite right now.
Has to be.
Who's ahead of you?
Has to be. It's not Andy Reid.
No, he'll be like plus 5,000.
Yeah, I'll put another $5 on that one.
No doubt about it. But with the schedule release, and they have four opening scenarios for your Kansas City Chiefs. Number one scenario, because the Chiefs will start the season on the road unless
they play on Monday night.
Which they could.
Right.
So the three games that could be on the road, the first one we mentioned, Chiefs at Raiders, 325.
Don't hate that.
Okay.
I'd like to get the Raiders early before they start to figure things out with their new coach and their new quarterback. I think with a new head coach and a new quarterback, the earlier you can play these teams, the better, because they're going to figure things out as they go along.
But how about that time slot, Daddy? 325.
I like the 325 right? slot. I don't hate that.
To me, that there's many reasons why this is perfect. One, you can start 1-0 in your division,
right?
Which you can't get into the playoffs really until you win your division or have a great record within your division. Then you win your division, you're automatically in, right? So that's what I'm getting at. Not only that, 325. You get the opening night game on Thursday. You'll have the, what, like the Brazil game or whatever it is again?
Friday.
So then there's two games. Saturday, you're going to have some sort of like Tennessee versus Akron in football. It's not going to matter. It'll be like 72-7. Mac will still be running routes.
Locked in.
Somebody said he wears eye black and cleats.
And Ralph texted him because he does. Yeah, no, he does.
He uses Smokehouse Barbecue for his eye black.
Oh, he does. He puts a little of the Cajun butter sauce underneath there, and he gets right after it.
He's gritty. And then the other one, the 325, right? You get all of red zone from noon to 3.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, I'm half-cocked on the booze. Chiefs and Raiders are starting. You don't have to worry about going because you're going to be at your own house watching, or you'll be at a watch party.
And the Chiefs or the Royals will be playing a meaningful game that Sunday, probably around noon or, well, it'll be 1 o'clock if it's a home game. So you want to make sure you'll be able to see that game, too.
Red zone, Royals, Raiders, 3 R's.
Blocked, cocked, and ready to rock.
And as we were talking about yesterday, that Royals game for a 325 start will probably be over because baseball games are a lot faster than NFL games right now.
Average run time,
a half hour.
Average run time was 2 hours and 33 minutes last year, which is fantastic.
Average time for a football game, about 3 hours, 10 minutes. So you're looking about a 40. Like, so people who say baseball moves slow, not anymore.
Not anymore.
It doesn't, no.
You get like the seventh inning and the witching hour all the same time. Hello.
Oh.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
My name is Dusty Likens.
Let's pay for YouTube.
I live at 7. No, I'm kidding. The other game that's a possible opener for the Kansas City Chiefs is Chiefs at Titans, and that would be a noon game.
Yeah, I don't hate the noon game either to start the opener. I don't hate it opening against the Tennessee Titans. You're going to have to play the Titans eventually. Rookie quarterback Cam Ward, I'd like to get him in week one before he figures things out, right?
Yeah, it feels like a for sure win. Can kind of just go in there and get a dub, an away game, get it out of the way. I wouldn't like that because I kind of wanted to go to the Titans game. If it's opening day, opening weekend, I can't really go.
Right? Of Tennessee?
Free game, friends. Let's go.
Oh, it's free.
Well, probably.
You're paying for your gas. I mean, that's awesome, man. I wish I had connections like that. The other one would be Chiefs at Cowboys Sunday night. Right? Because Monday going to be early.
The Sunday night against the Cowboys, does that really do it for you?
No.
Not really. I mean,
right? Like, can we stop pretending the Cowboys matter?
Well, I mean, according to ratings, they definitely matter.
They do. You're right.
Unfortunately, we can say that Duke doesn't matter in college basketball, but hey, here we are watching everything about that. So I think that, you know, Dallas is, I'm advocating, I just want Dallas and the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. I know it won't happen because ratings with the Giants and Cowboys last year is like one of the top six in the league.
Game of the year,
I think. And it was Cooper Rush versus DeVito.
Yeah.
And it had like 18.6, or no, it was like 31 or 32 million viewers on Thanksgiving.
No, 37, 30, I think. Yeah. Like something stupid. Yeah,
it's in the 30s, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. High 30s, sure.
And I don't think the Chiefs and Dallas have played on Thanksgiving since.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
So I want to say it was when I was in college is the last time the Chiefs were on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys.
I remember Dale Carter got ejected because Michael Irvin got in his head.
That's right. That was that game. Yep. That's the
last
time.
That's all I remember about that Thanksgiving game was my dad was like, Dale Carter, you flipping idiot. I was like, what happened? He's like, he let Michael Irvin get in his head. You never let the other guy get in your head because he wins. Yeah. I was like, all right, Dad, chill, dude.
Calm down, man. It's the mid-90s, right? We're eating turkey.
But I mean, my dad was my age in the mid-90s.
So,
I mean,
he was
where that fandom is passionate.
Yeah.
Then the one home game opportunity you can have is Ravens at Chiefs Monday night. I'm out.
You were out on that yesterday. You go, I've seen this before, and I'm with you.
Yeah. I've seen Chiefs Ravens open the season. I also am selfish, and I don't want to wait and to be the last game to be played in the opening weekend. I want it, and I'm Veruca Salt. I want it, and I want it now. Mm-hmm. That's why I love that 325 Raiders game. Brock Bowers, Travis Kelce, torch being passed. I don't know. Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Are the Raiders a new revived team? They did a lot of moves in the offseason. 325 is perfect for an opening Sunday because you don't have to like ruin your day, your evening. Everybody, I mean, me personally, I love a 325 start.
Yeah, I'm good with that one. I think Raiders 325 opening, that would be the best. The worst would be that Monday night one. The second worst would be the Sunday night game. Titans would be fine at noon. I'm good with the 325 or noon start on Sunday. I just don't want Sunday night or Monday night.
Titans at noon would be great because then your day's over and you got a dub.
Yeah, right. Exactly. and be about your day, right? And watch the late games and just kind of enjoy it, you know? That anticipation waiting till Monday night, just doesn't work for me.
Well, it's just the longest day ever.
It is, yeah.
You get to have a fun day on Monday on the show for us being, like, biased because we get to react to everything that happened in the NFL weekend. But then it's also
where
like...
Where is that? That's right. Right? That's
but
a good point.
You get every game and you know every scenario at that point. And then, but still, it's like, oh, we're out here at 10 and we still have 8 hours until this game kicks off.
And that,
like,
that part does
I just,
suck. Yeah.
I want it and I want it now is where I'm at in that. That's why if I rank them, Raiders at 325, Titans at noon, Cowboys Sunday night, Chiefs Ravens Monday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. The exact order, I think, for me on that one.
Yeah, I think selfishly I'm with you guys, but I think for the Chiefs, the devil's advocate would be playing Ravens week one is nice.
We did it last year.
And they won.
Right.
And the Ravens got
by
better.
By a toe.
Yeah, exactly. And the Ravens got better and better, you know, just like the Chiefs did, except they didn't because they got hurt. You know, you got injured. I think playing Lamar Jackson and that offense week one rather than when they get their bearings and their feet under them in week 10, week 8, I like that. But I'm with you. Raiders 325 is where I'm at.
Yeah. Go beat up on the divisional opponent. Get an early win. Knock it out of the way. Get a slight lead in your conference or your division, whatever they call it these days.
Yeah. What's more important, to have the lead in the AFC or the AFC West after week one?
Well, you can't have one without the other.
No, sure you can. If you beat the Ravens, you're 1-0 in the AFC. You're 0-0 in the AFC West, right?
Okay, heard.
So which is a more important win on opening day, the Ravens or the Raiders?
Raiders. Because if you lock your division up, you're automatically in.
Right.
Obviously, if you have the best record in the AFC, you're going to have the number one seed.
Right. So you start to lock that in. You beat a team that you look at.
But you're not. Yeah, it's kind of a weird question because, like, I don't really know how to answer that. Because I know that if you beat the Ravens, there's, you know, you have an advantage outside of your division. But I think getting to the playoffs is the first goal.
Yeah.
And you can get to the playoffs automatically if you win your division. So
absolutely.
If you already have a win over the Raiders and it's in their house, then the Raiders are almost eliminated immediately because then they have to come to Kansas City and win.
Oh, and two.
There's a good way to look at that as well. You know, I think both scenarios are interesting. For me, I know we're in the playoffs, so it's all about, for me, jockeying for playoff position and having the tiebreaker in week one already over Baltimore. I like that.
That's where I'm at.
Scenario.
To that theory, you'd have to think if your theory is that, you know, your top four teams in the AFC this year are going to be Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Cincy. You want to throw Cincy in there yet?
That's
or no?
fine. Yeah, I mean, unless you want to throw Houston and the other division, but I think Cincinnati probably.
Maybe
yeah,
New England with Stephon Diggs.
I mean, you like New England going from worst to first.
I like New England a lot right now. It's my worst to first candidate.
No doubt. All right, that is the first four possible scenarios. So we'll all be wrong. They'll probably play like the Chargers on
at 119th and
No. We're about 40% sure on that. But let's get into one word, Mac.
All right, one word. We'll stick with the NFL. A lot of news yesterday. It was like the second wave of NFL free agency. It was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A little quiet there for the NFL for a few days. Rare that happens. They came back, boisterous as ever. One word for Russell Wilson. 1 year, up to $20 million deal. $10 million guaranteed to the New York Giants. Now two quarterbacks there on the roster, Jameis and Russell Wilson. One word for Wilson, the New York Football Giants.
Entertaining.
Perfect. He's in New York. And he's got the complete polar opposite guy in front of him. And how great will it be that Russell Wilson will get benched for Jameis Winston, and then he'll go out there and win? Now, they're both pretty religious dudes, but they carried in a different way.
It's true.
Like, Russ is cringe about it. Like, he's like, let's giant, you know? Whereas Jameis is like, the horses are out of the barn and the Lord is going to not let me throw a pick six. But, I mean, New York with Jameis Winston, he's got the perfect role. He's not the guy. Russell Wilson's the guy. So the tabloids and the papers and the articles are going to throw a bunch of shade in New York towards Russell Wilson, while Jameis Winston's going to sit back there with a cigar, eating a cutlet with his buddy Tommy Cutlets, and they're going to be just fine. Russell Wilson's the worst possible scenario, in my opinion. Should have stayed in Pittsburgh.
They didn't want him.
They didn't want him, though. So he ran out of there. So, I mean, look, it's...
I love it. I am so excited.
You're excited.
You know, it actually makes the team interesting.
It's like they want Daboll to get fired.
Well,
Jay brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we sit, though. There's not a quarterback in the draft. And why at this point, if Daboll's on the hot seat, if your ownership, you're like, I don't think we should draft a quarterback this year. Meanwhile, you're thinking in the back of your mind, it's probably going to go south. You don't want to draft a quarterback into a system, then fire the coach and offensive coordinator, and then it's year two of a new system. Now you're back to square one with your rookie quarterback, and that's not a good spot to be.
No, it's true. I mean, honestly, it's interesting, too, because Russell Wilson, you know, is he a surefire starter? I know they're paying him like it. I think he'll start week one. But you mentioned Dusty come week five, week six. I don't know. I think there's a chance Jameis Winston gets a nod.
It's an open competition.
Who puts out more stats, honestly? Malik Nabers getting thrown to by Winston or Malik Nabers getting thrown to from Russell Wilson? I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's Winston.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think Malik Nabers would go off. I think if Jameis Winston was the surefire starter and they told you that, I'd say draft him the first round of fantasy football.
I just see a very, very ugly relationship with Malik Nabers and Russell Wilson.
Oh, I could see that.
But
too.
I see a great relationship with Jameis. Malik and
we're
Jameis.
All on the same page. Yeah,
I think so. Okay, one word for Stephon Diggs to the Patriots: 3 years, $69 million.
Nice.
Yeah.
Overpaid.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, for me, it's it's just, I don't know, expensive, but like they have all that money. Like, do you see the laundry list of what they've done in the offseason?
Oh, they've spent so much money.
You had to hit
so
the C more just to see more players that were added to that quoted tweet. Like, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, they have room for it, they have the money for it. I mean, week 8 ACL injury, aging receiver. What is he, 31?
I think he's 31.
Yeah, and I mean, he's coming off ACL surgery midway through the season.
Yeah.
Going to a team that I think Drake May is okay, but is he going to have time to throw it to him? I know they've done some moves on the offensive line. They're going to have some draft capital as well. I don't know. I'm with Bob. Expensive.
I like the thought process of getting a veteran guy for a young quarterback. It's very much like what the Chiefs did with Sammy Watkins and Patrick Mahomes. They didn't know how good Mahomes was going to be. They wanted a veteran presence with him. And, well, the rest is history. But with Drake May, you still don't really know how good he's going to be. You'd like to have that veteran presence. Hopefully he doesn't run himself out of New England like he did in Minnesota, Buffalo, and Houston.
Yeah, get a veteran in the room for that young guy. Draft a young stud. Him, Matt Collins, Kayshon Booty, not bad. One word for going over to basketball. One word for Richard Pitino, Rick's son, over to Xavier. Got the job there from New Mexico.
I swear I saw he was going to Villanova yesterday.
Did I have?
No, you're right.
Okay.
I went to bed. It said he was going to Villanova. I woke up. He had gone to Xavier.
Damn.
You know, fine, I guess. I mean, he's been okay as a coach, you know?
Yeah. It felt like this last month really kind of vaulted him up.
That's what March does, though. Yeah.
It does.
I think it's perfect. He's East Coast guy. He's got that personality, right?
Xavier. And he's the same conference as his old man. So those will be fun matchups, right?
Very fun.
Wholesome, home. Fun, perfect, all those sort of words kind of give me that vibe for him. And Xavier.
And then this was just random. I was in the garage listening to some jazz music. So one word for jazz music.
Soothing.
You said you're in the garage. My cord went out. Sorry.
No, you're good. It was just random. I was in the garage yesterday listening to some jazz music. So one word for jazz.
KC.
All right, Casey, what'd you say?
Soothing.
I like that. All right.
You should listen to Motown, too.
Okay, we were at, yes. Okay.
Like, go listen to the Drifters up on the roof.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Sugar pie, honey butt.
That's where I went yesterday, was up
you
on the roof.
You know that I love you.
Nice.
Yeah. I have a little step ladder. You can get up there, small house,
hell yeah.
Sit up there.
Don't fall.
No, I won't. Even if I did, well, I don't know if I would hurt myself, but maybe. But yeah, go up there on the roof where all the, you can just kind of see.
Yeah, see everything. That's nice.
It's kind of peaceful. I just want my legs to go through the roof like Chevy Chase in the attic.
I did that as a kid, right through the ceiling. Yeah. Snooping for Christmas gifts in the attic.
Yeah, there you go. Karma.
Yeah, my dad looks up. He's like, oh.
Where were you today?
Well, they knew exactly where I was.
Yeah. Well, and it feels like yesterday. I mean, you have to be on the roof. You have to be outside. It was amazing yesterday.
Beautiful day.
Incredible.
Yeah. Somebody says Big East, Conference of the Dons.
Yes, the Dons.
Except we lost our Don. St. Don's is out. No white suit. No Pitino in the Final Four.
And I think you're right. I think we're going to get that in the second weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was saving that.
Yeah, he had it. He was ready to go. He had it at Pride Cleaners.
That's right. That's why you don't save anything for good. You never know when it's not going to happen.
You're right.
Yeah. Either way, whatever. I wish he was going to be there.